Look, there has been a massive scientific breakthrough announced today, which could see Aussie mums turning to a breakfast staple to help create happy little Vegemites. It turns out our national dish could just be what the doctor ordered. Scientists at the Victor Chang Cardiac Research Institute have discovered miscarriages and birth defects could be prevented by a common vitamin found in numerous foods, including Vegemite. Vitamin B3. It's being hailed as one of the most important pregnancy breakthroughs the world has seen. Now, the lead researcher from the Victor Chang Institute is Professor Sally Dunwoody. Professor, good afternoon. Should mums to be stocking up on Vegemite?
Well, Vegemite's not a bad thing, but we would probably recommend that they women who are considering becoming pregnant would take a multivitamin that contains niacin or vitamin B3. But Vegemite, of course, is a great source of niacin, and so is so are red meat, poultry, fish, legumes, and leafy vegetables. So it's all important.
All right. How does it work? How does niacin, how does vitamin B3 help prevent miscarriages and birth defects?
So what we worked out is that women who are low in a molecule called NAD, which is an important molecule for generating energy in our bodies, that they had babies that had birth defects. And these babies had multiple birth defects. They had heart defects, kidney defects, defects in their vertebrae and cleft palate and club foot and so on. And so we realized that the babies had low NAD levels. And then through some experimental work in a preclinical model, we were able to circumvent that low, basically cure that low level of NAD by taking niacin. And then the babies in that experimental model no longer had any defects whatsoever. So it was quite remarkable.
That does sound remarkable. How long was this research going on for? I can't imagine that would happen overnight.
No, it didn't happen overnight, and it didn't happen sort of consistently either. It took 12 years, and
goodness,
we identified so how we sort of happened to work out that NAD levels were important was we were working on some families where the babies had all these multiple birth defects, and we were sequencing their genes and looking for mutations in their genes that had caused them to have these defects. And those mutations that we found pointed us towards NAD, this molecule I've told you about. Mm. And then we realized that we measured the levels of NAD and they were indeed low. And so it has taken 12 years. It's at times we weren't sure if we were on the right track or not, but things slowly sort of came together, and I think it's a very exciting result.
Professor, as a father of three, and look, dads aren't the best at always paying attention when mums go in to get the scans or get the blood tests, but I don't remember NAD being mentioned anywhere along the line. Is there a test for it?
No, well, it would never have been mentioned because never before has it been associated with birth defects. That's
right.
So although we've known about it for a very long time, NAD and the importance of it generally, it's never been associated with birth defects. So no one the levels of NAD are never measured in women or in pregnant women. And so, you know, that's where the research needs to go now. We need to identify women who are at risk, and those initially would be women who'd had multiple miscarriages or have had babies already with birth defects, measure their NAD levels and see if we can correlate low NAD levels with their adverse pregnancy outcomes. And then we'd be able, with more research, to work out what level of niacin could we give these women to prevent them from having further miscarriages and birth defects.
Yeah, okay. So what about measuring vitamin B3? Is that a way of testing to see where
that is? That is indeed another way of doing it. And it's really perhaps the combination of the measuring the NAD and measuring the niacin levels in both women, so that's what we're working towards. And, you know, a simple diagnostic test would be lovely, wouldn't it? And what's beautiful is that the preventative is so simple. It's cheap and it's available. We just need to work out what levels we need to be giving women.
All right. Well, as you said at the beginning of this, start stocking up on multivitamins. Make sure you're taking something with vitamin B3. It's a significant breakthrough, Professor. Congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your interest.
There we go. Professor Sally Dunwoody. She's from the Victor Chang Institute. She was a lead researcher on this. Can you imagine that? Just stop for a second. 12 years. What were you doing back in 2005? That's when this all started, and this is what they've now discovered. Vitamin B, niacin. Yes, it's going to be attributed to Vegemite because that's a big factor in Vegemite, but as she said, other foods as well. And they have linked it back to birth defects. Big breakthrough. Mums-to-be, it's another one to put on the list.